You should now be standing in a small square off the main street looking at an ornate building. On this site once stood a huge inn which accommodated merchants from Bavaria who had come to the city to trade. As you look into the square with the main road behind you, you'll see two streets in front of you. Take the one to the left, which is called Sonnensfelsgasse. In front of you and slightly to your right as you walk to Sonnensfelsgasse is a glorious, or hideous, depending on your point of view, turn of the 20th century building. The statue in the middle of the square is of Johannes Gutenberg, the father of printing. It was erected in 1900 to mark 500 years of printing in Vienna. Sonnensfelsgasse is named after Josef von Sonnensfels, a minister in the government of the great Austrian Empress Maria Theresa. Socially and quite literally enlightened, he persuaded the Empress to end the practice of torturing confessions out of those suspected of crimes, and he also introduced street lamps into Vienna. It's quiet and civilized, and also one of the prettiest streets in Vienna. At the start of the street is Wolf Apostel Keller, or 12 Apostles Tavern. With its elaborate facade, it's been in business since the 16th century and offers one of the best lists of wine and beer in Vienna. The food is very good value and it's a favourite of young people and students, although if you're claustrophobic, you might find its cellars a bit off-putting. Also along this street, you'll see some elegant Baroque houses where Viennese merchants and traders lived during the 17th and 18th centuries. It's still quite a sought-after address. Many of them have courtyards and balconies, and the old university had its offices down here. When you're ready, walk down this street, Sonnensfelsgasse, to another square at the end, and then play section 6, the Jesuit Church.